and Orthodox names and name dropping to get access or resources will never be tolerated. As such, all patriotic institutions and office bearers must remain vigilant and always act in the interest of the people and the country of Zimbabwe. The law must take this course to entrench transparency and accountability necessary for building a healthy investment plan. The year 2023 should see renewed impetus on consolidating the gains from our re-engagement and engagement foreign policy thrust. A compendium of all outstanding bilateral and multilateral agreements on economic and technical cooperation must be compiled post-est for consideration by Cabinet during the second week of March, where ratification is the only component during its fifth and final session ahead of the plebiscite. The Leader of Government Business in Parliament, is expected to expedite the necessary processes in liaison with the relevant Prime Ministers and Ministries, Department of State, and the Government.